What will you use to set the world on fire? I think the particular answer to this question might be a beautiful opportunity for you to reflect on in your own prayer this week. Lord, spiritually, not necessarily really, I don't want you to go start fires, but spiritually start fires, right? In your own hearts, in the hearts of others that are around you. So what will you use? How will you light a fire spiritually in those around you? So first off, I think it's important that a lot of times in other particular questions we figure out what to use. We go to our own knowledge, our own experiences. So maybe first off, what allows the fire of God's love to grow in your own heart? How do you keep the fire of Christ's love going in your own heart? So hopefully first and foremost that it is the Holy Spirit, right? So first, with the Holy Spirit that we received at our baptism, that you received in confirmation, that it is calling upon the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, right? Definitely, it's also the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, that we speak to him in our own conversations, in our relationship, in our prayer, adoration chapel, coming to Mass in the Eucharist, confession. Particular ways are also things that hopefully many of you all use to keep the fire of Christ going in your own heart. Maybe it is spiritual direction. Maybe it is spiritual small groups that you're in, Bible studies that you're in, small groups that you're able to keep the fire going in your own heart. Hopefully it's also the truth of the gospel, the truth of God's love, the truth that he's preparing a place for us in heaven, and the truth that he will forgive our sins and he has destroyed sin, and understanding the particular truths of our own faith. Once we understand them, hopefully they also keep the fire of God's love going in our own heart. So we just encourage you, how do you keep the fire of God's love going in your own heart? And this is exactly what the Lord desires for you to use to keep or to start the spiritual fire in the hearts of others as they encounter God, hopefully through you, through your words, and through your own actions. Very beautiful gospel and readings that we hear today that speak of, in a sense, of division. And I think division at times, I think, is very important. Many times Jesus draws a line in the sand. You're either with me or you're not. Many times in decisions and choices that we make, there is a good and a bad. Sometimes there is a right and a wrong. Sometimes there's even two goods. Which one is from God? Which one is the one that the Lord is leading us to? So God doesn't necessarily want to divide the world. God is definitely for unity. But he also recognizes that if we desire to follow him, many times it will cause division. As you desire to help to start the fire of God's love in other people, maybe at times it will cause division. Sometimes it will cause questioning. Sometimes it will cause pushback or struggle. And this is a normal part of our own discipleship. And it was we desire to live God's faith and love for us. Very interesting in that beautiful image, that first reading of Jeremiah, one of my favorite prophets, who just gave his whole life to the Lord and said whatever the Lord told him to say. And because of it, many people hated him. Many people wanted to kill him or remove him. So very interesting, we hear the prince and soldiers coming up to the king and saying, what can we do to get rid of Jeremiah? Let's lower him in this particular cistern where nobody hangs out and there's nothing left in there but a bunch of mud. And he can just soak and just waste away in this particular area. And so it's interesting, maybe even sometimes in our own life, when we hear the truth of our own faith and we sometimes want to hide it. Sometimes we don't want to face the truth of pro-life. Sometimes we don't want to face the truth of not using contraception. Sometimes we don't want to face the truth of loving all people, no matter what their race or color. Sometimes we struggle with the idea of immigration and care for all, dignity of all human people. Maybe sometimes we struggle with particular things in our own faith, and so we hide them. We just try to put them away or try to lower them to sink in the mud and just to waste away. But very interesting, it's the same king that gives the orders to bring Jeremiah back out. And again, I think it's recognizing in our own world that the truth always comes back to the top. The truth of God's love for us always resurfaces. And many times gives us that opportunity again to a challenge, to enter into it, hopefully to learn and to grow. So too, how do you handle the truth of your own Catholic faith, the invitation that God is giving to you? Do you embrace it? Do you struggle with it? Does it divide your heart? And if it does, I would encourage you to invite the Lord to bring understanding and peace. Just as I said, one of the things that can help to light the fire in our own heart is finding out, why does the church teach those things? And what is the purpose? And help me to understand. Sometimes we just hear it and we're afraid of it and we just block it out. Many times the evil one wants us to hide it, wants us to just let those ideas waste away. But it's the truth that keeps the fire going in our own heart. Division. I'm always amazed as I am able to watch and to hear particular stories of people who choose to follow Christ and how it can affect other people. When I was in campus ministry, especially at Our Lady of Wisdom, I always enjoyed the Easter Vigil, where I was able to bring in many of the students who decided to become Catholic or to complete their sacraments. And it was always very interesting because they would invite their parents, of course, and the people who were close to them, who many of them weren't Catholic, or maybe were Catholic but not living the faith. And they were always usually obstinate. They did not understand. And many times I could see the division that was being formed there as their children, which they hoped sending to college, would go and get a degree and learn how to make money and be able to take care of themselves. Instead of maybe for them, they thought it was a waste of time that they spent time at church or with these particular groups. And they did not necessarily understand. And I always could see the division. But I always was amazed and proud of the students because they were so excited and filled with joy to receive the Holy Spirit and God's love, and that they didn't allow the division that they saw that it caused between them and their family to keep them from wanting to share or to love them. And many even times, a lot of students came and asked me always to pray for their parents or to pray for their family members who had fallen away from the faith. And I was always very humbled and inspired that they desired to follow that faith, even though many other people whom they knew were not. And even one of the seminarians that I was in the seminary with, who now is a priest, he was from Korea. And his father sent him here to the United States to study so that he could come back and take over the family business. And while he was here, he had encountered his vocation, and he decided to stay here and not go home. And his father disowned him. And because of their culture, the father wouldn't even let the mother talk to him. But he persevered because he knew this is what God was calling him to. And he unified himself to the truth and God's promise to him. And very beautifully, his parents came to his ordination. Even his father ended up selling the business, and the family even grew stronger through it. So as we follow Christ, as we desire to follow the truth, if it causes, it will cause division. That's normal. Don't let the division keep you from the truth and understanding the truth and desiring to pass it on. As we continue to grow in God's love for us, as we continue to unify ourselves to Him as disciples here at St. Helens, may you take the flame and the fire of God's love and desire to share it and to give it to everyone whom you meet.